It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, August 25th. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Ben Johnson. The movie ticket app MoviePass allows subscribers to see an unlimited number of films at their local theaters. And for about the same price you'd pay for a monthly subscription to Spotify or Netflix. After they introduced a new, cheaper pricing model this week, the company reported a big increase in subscriptions. Great for MoviePass, not so much for theater chains. The pushback came from AMC theaters this week when they took steps to block the service at some locations. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Here's the model. You pay MoviePass $10 a month for unlimited tickets. MoviePass buys the tickets for you at the full price. James Goss at Barrington Research says that's a shaky business model.
The old saw is that you can't lose X dollars per widget and make it up on volume.
Theaters aren't convinced this model works either. AMC Theaters says moviegoers could come to expect these lower prices, even if the business model proves unsustainable for MoviePass. S. Abraham Ravid is a professor of finance at Yeshiva University.
It just seems mind-boggling that they would make any money at $10.
MoviePass says it'll make money by expanding in rural areas, where ticket prices can cost as little as $5. And if subscribers see multiple movies, theaters could benefit.
The theaters actually make a lot of the money, if not most of the money, at least initially, from the concessions.
MoviePass says it wants to go after a cut of those concession profits in the future. But for now, Ravid says MoviePass will have to rely on big, long-term investments to stay afloat. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
It's Silicon Tally time. My Tally guest is Leslie Miley, a tech engineering leader formerly of Slack, Twitter, Apple, and Google. Leslie, you ready?
I am ready to try to stump you with some numbers from this week's tech news.
All right, let's do this thing. $3 billion.
Uber's quarterly number?
I think they'd love it to be that.
Yeah.
No, $3 billion is about what Google is going to pay this year to keep being Apple's default search engine on iPhones and iPads. And you know this, there's this weird thing in the tech ecosystem where these companies are sort of competitors, but also all so intertwined and dependent on one another.
And I always thought that you would never buy ammunition from your enemy.
All right, you hit me with a number now.
$450 million.
How much money I would pay not to have to get up before 6 a.m.?
No, that's actually – there are 450 million computers still in service today that are 5 or more years old.
Wow.
Which is, you know, 2 lifetimes in tech.
All right. I'm going to give you another dollar amount, $200,000.
Do we have the same one possibly? Well, the $200,000 that I saw was the amount that John Doerr says 1 hour of his time is worth.
Bingo.
And John Doerr is the head of Kleiner Perkins, the venture capital firm in Silicon Valley.
And we should note that these numbers come from Ellen Pao's new book about kind of what it was like to be there and her sexual harassment lawsuit.
That's how he justified needing a chief of staff. And this is where I was like, is it self-aggrandizing?
All right, I know I took one of your numbers, but that's okay. Give me one more.
24 hours.
Is the life cycle of the news, but really it actually feels like it was 5 days or 6 days?
So a group of people who have been tracking abuse online is petitioning Twitter to come up with a standard to take down abuse within 24 hours of it being reported.
Well, let me ask you this. As someone who has gotten abusive tweets and has seen a lot of people say, well, hey, Twitter, how hard is it to take down, you know, a death threat, a rape threat, what have you. How hard is it?
It's not that difficult. The technology exists. They've gotten a lot better at it. I just think that it's such an unwieldy problem because you can know content with high precision, but you cannot know context with high precision.
I'm going to turn this station wagon really far around. One animatronic band.
That's Chuck E. Cheese is going to stop doing that.
Yes! Yeah, this is the pizza time players. They have been a part of Chuck E. Cheese since 1977 and featured largely in, you know, an 8-year-old drama in which I lost my retainer in a Chuck E. Cheese outside of Boston and spent a lot of time crawling around on the floor under tables and looking in the trash and all sorts of those things while the pizza time players were playing.
My mind just exploded from that visual. The interesting thing, we're talking about, you know, technology. This is actually fascinating when you think about Chuck E. Cheese, because do you know who started Chuck E. Cheese?
I do not.
The founder of Atari.
That's amazing.
Yes, it was literally an outlet for people to play video games. We bring up the technology bent of an animatronic band, and it was really started by a tech pioneer.
I think that's a perfect note to take us out on. Leslie Miley, engineering leader formerly of Slack, Apple, Twitter, Google. Thank you for playing Silicon Tally.
Thank you.
And now, new phone season is upon us. This week, Samsung launched its latest smartphone, the Galaxy Note 8. Goes on sale in the U.S. next month with a pretty steep price tag of over $900. Also this week, we got some leaked news about Google's new Pixel phone. Reportedly, the second-generation Pixel handset will be unveiled in October. That's almost exactly a year from the last launch event for Pixel. And Apple's newest iPhone is expected in September. So many phones, so little time. And before we go, summer is almost done, but the hashtag SummerTechJams keeps rolling on. William Patton tweeted us, iGeneration by MC Lars. So keep your submissions coming. Just use the hashtag SummerTechJam and talk to us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.